Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back to On Anonymous Loneliness. Okay, so I know there was a time where I was like, at the beginning, I was like, I'll be uploading an episode twice every month. Yeah, so like, I really had that in mind. So it wasn't me lying, because like, I know you haven't seen like me any recent podcast, but it was not me lying. Because I had it at the back of my mind, I'm like, see, you're going to do this. But then, like, it was me versus Uniben, a battle of life. So I could really not do it. But I'm not giving any excuses. I could have tried harder. But then, it was overwhelming. Like, but it wasn't me lying. It was just a whole lot of laziness. But you should get my point. So, before I dive in into the apropos, I have to give you hope. So, like, during this period where I have been silent, someone messaged me on Twitter. And he was like, he listened to my podcast and he liked it. I'm like, oh, stop it. Come on, stop it. But then I was, like, so happy. Like, guy, it was a whole lot for me, because I don't know this person, like, and he came and, like, he liked the podcast. I'm like, ah! But you get. So I was really excited. And then I was looking at the stats of the podcast, and I saw from Russia. Ha! That's new. That's serious. And I saw from, like, different countries, and I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's something. So, thank you very much. Like, to those people that literally listened to it on your first day, to those who have not listened still, like, no, thank you. It's a whole lot. You're supporting my dreams, something of that sort. But thank you so much. Like, I'm so happy. Like, new people are getting to listen to this thing without, you know, without me. It's not totally me, you get. So, as you can see, today we are going to be talking about lies to fit in. Well, you know how much I used to say, if you have listened to my podcast, probably once or twice out, I'd be like, I hate lying. Yes, I hate lying, no. But then, I hate lying, like, currently I do not like lying, because it's addicting. Like, how do I know it's addicting? Is because I have once been a liar. That me saying I've once been a liar, it sounds like a bad habit. I'm sorry, but I have once been a liar. It's not like liar like a thief, but it's sounding so bad when it's coming from my mouth. Okay, but I used to lie, not like a whole lot, but you know, it just starts from this very little thing. It can be like but I can't give an example right now, but it starts from like really little things, and then you're like, they didn't catch me, they all believed it, and let's move to another one, and you just start progressing. So that's how it is addicting. So my lies to fit in, I'm not going to like make research and give you all these. This is like my most unplanned and unprogrammed podcast. So I'll just be giving you the way it is in my head, just like that. Well, so time for the story. In my secondary school, it was a school for like teach people, you know the way we are, teach people. God, I'm laughing so much. So it was a school for like really ajebota kids, you get. And I am very good at English. I was very good at English. Everyone knows. They call me Amanda in my secondary school, so everyone's like, Amanda is good at English, she's this, she's that. And like everybody knew I knew too, but then I didn't let pride enter my head, so. But everybody knew, right? So one day, I think SS 2. Yes, I was in SS2 Love. Was it SS? No, SS1. SS1 Grace. I was in SS1 Grace. And then we're giving an essay. It was either on your most memorable day or a traveling experience. But then I had written mine. Mine was like, it would blow your, it was blowing my mind. Like, it was catching my dada at that point. So, you know, like, when you know something is really good. So mine was really good. And then there's this boy, let's call him, let's call him Wire. Very random. But let's call him Wire, yeah? So Wire came to meet me. He's like, yo, see, write an essay for me. I can't remember if it was polite or not, but based on, then my head is sparking for English, like everything, compositions, transcriptions, my head was hot for it. So Wire came to meet me. He's like, okay, write an essay for me. And then he's like, oh, the essay should be on. He told me literally, but it was a flight experience. Now, mind you, at that point, like, I hadn't stepped on, but whichever, I hadn't traveled out. Let me not make it blunder. I hadn't traveled out. So then I'm like, he's like, he told me a traveling experience. I'm like, oh, okay. Luckily for me, I was reading a book. I love reading. So I was reading this book. And like, as fate will have it, the girl, it was her first experience. So, well, I was writing for him. And then while reading, I was cultivating, or rather passing on her experiences into, like, because she was on a plane. So I'm like, oh, okay, use these descriptions you're saying. So I wrote it, and it was amazing. Like, it was really good. For someone who had not entered, like, it was, I knew it was good. Like, I knew it was perfect. So I gave Wire. I'm like, here's the thing. Here's your essay, this and that. And he's like, oh, thank you, blah, 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 blah. Wasn't even very, he didn't even appreciate me. What is my brain? I should have charged himself if I don't know. He didn't appreciate me though. He was just like, oh, thank you, randomly. He wasn't like, my goddess, you did. He didn't bow before me. But so one of his friends, let's call him Black Boy. So Black Boy picked it up and said, ah, Amanda wrote that she opened window in a plane. Oh my god, like at that point, like I opened my mouth because it wasn't true. I did not write that. Thinking of it is making me laugh. But then, like, I was so hurt. And you know the way boys used to be. And he was like, ah, she opened the window. This one from classroom door head. Ah, she opened the window and played you. Oh, stop laughing. She opened the window and played. And, like, everybody's like, ah, 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 ah. I was fighting, like, I was pained, I was fighting, because I was, like, this is something I, like, I took so much time to do, and so, yes, I just had a quick break, because my technical director was laughing at me. But you know, I didn't write like a sane person who will write open window in a plane. And then it pained me because I put so much effort in this thing, and like, you have over 15 to 20 boys laughing. Ah, she open window for plane, that kind of thing. So it was really painful, and I was fighting. So like, everything, the laughter died down. It hurts me a whole lot, but then the laughter died down, and they're like, ah, why are you even fighting, self? Ah, it's not a small joke. Have you not entered plane before? Ah, baby girl did not want to look weird because, oh, it's a poor school. Mom and dad could afford like me entering a plane, but then I hadn't for some reason. But then baby girl did not want to look like really weird, and people be like, ah, she never entered, that kind of thing. So I'm like, ah, yes, now I've entered. Obviously, who has not entered? That was the question I asked. And I shouldn't have said that, but I did because I didn't want to feel weird. I didn't want to look different. I just wanted it to be like, this, that, whatever. So I just said I had, and then someone else heard, and he's like, where have you traveled to? So my dad used to travel a lot. Like when I was younger, he used to travel out of the country. So then I'm like, I picked where he has traveled to. I was like, I've traveled to Holland, I've traveled to this. I was like, okay, just be about it now. I was like, I don't remember, I was very small. It's my mom that told me I've traveled. But looking back, I'm like, why did I not say the truth? Like, will they beat me up? What's the worst that could happen? Because despite lots of them, like, saying, she has made it happening, this, that. Like, despite lots of them saying, there will still be a number of them who had it entered the plane. And besides, it's me admitting, I haven't entered the plane, I haven't been on one, I haven't traveled out of the country. Is it going to take anything from me? Is it going to... I just wanted to... I didn't want the mockery. I just wanted to be like everybody. I wanted to feel... to belong. I wanted to, like, feel among. Which was why I like. But then looking back, I'm like, well, you should have just said whatever you wanted to say. Nobody will break your head. Nothing. Well, that's it. That's the story. I know, like, at a point in our lives, we have lied to fit in. And see, after that day, I didn't stop lying to fit in. Like, I continued till I just grew out of wanting to fit in. So I know, like, at a point in our lives, we have lied. Definitely. Although some people said they have not lied though, to fit in. But, you know, we have lied to fit in. But it really isn't worth it. Say the truth. Nobody's going to beat you. It's amazing for you to stand out. Don't try to belong. Don't try to fit in. Well, as usual, share your experiences. I would love to hear. I'll definitely drop it. I'm not going to say your name. You're going to be anonymous and all. But, you know, just share your experiences. Tell me what you think. Tell me the point at which you've liked to fit in. Till next time, hopefully soonest. I love you all. Thank you for sticking by me.